Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. I am Ben Heck.
And I am Jason Jones.
Today on this amazing podcast, we turn to our forums, not for questions, but for topic ideas. So we are going to pull them off of the forums. How lazy of us.
Hey, that's alright. Sometimes you have to let the public speak. It's yes. A lot easier having, you know, I don't know, 20 different people come up with topics than just the two of us, so...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we've been going at this for a while, and sometimes it's hard to come up with new ideas.
Plus, we might actually talk about something somebody wants to hear about then, so...
What? Alright, well, before we get started, games we've been playing...
Well, I don't even know what we talked about the last time, but I played that Uncharted game and beat it for the PS3, and it's pretty awesome. I would have to say it's definitely one of the few truly next-gen games I've played, just as far as, I don't know, the graphics and gameplay were, like, really awesome. So, I think I might have talked about this last time, but, oh well, it kicks ass, so I'll talk about it again.
Okay.
Other than that, I guess I played Left 4 Dead, and I wasn't very impressed by it.
The Xbox, of course, right?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it's kind of blah. I don't like how you can't, like, you can't sight in on stuff. I guess if you get, like, some scoped rifle later on, then you can actually, you know, target and stuff like that, but...
But the DLC is going to be free!
Yeah, doesn't matter if the game's not that good.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I haven't played it in a while, but...
I definitely don't see what, like, the Game of the Year talk with that
multiplayer
thing.
Game of the Year 2008 was Call of Duty 4.
Call of Duty 5.
Something with a call and of duty in it. How about that?
There you go. I mean, I don't know. It was okay. I guess I haven't played it online yet, but it just... I don't know. It was... It felt kind of old when I played it. Like, just gameplay-wise, you know, it...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even try it, like, with bots. I just played it online.
Yeah.
It was fun. I just did co-op, but,
Yeah, it was okay to rent. I probably wouldn't have been very happy if I would have dropped $60 on it. I guess that would be my review.
And I got it for a Christmas present, and so if I would have spent $50... Yeah, a little lean, but of course, you know, allegedly two more maps for free, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, let's see, what have I played lately? I played Sudoku last night on my iPod. God, I can't remember when we did the last podcast. Had that?
Well, I know you talked...
Operation Anchorage come out?
Yeah, I think you talked about that on there. I think it was, like, the day before is when you had played that. Seems like we talked about that, because it was, like, super short.
Yes. Gosh, I can't remember. I think it's been 3 weeks.
Something like that.
Well, if... Okay. Yes, it was super short. Maybe it was $5, but it was 10, and... It's weird, like, you know, a game like Braid isn't very long, and it costs $15, but that felt like it was worth it. Or Castle Crashers, but... I mean, you can, like, plow through something in 2.5 hours...
Well, the thing is, it, like, has no replay value, right? I mean, you're never going to go back and play through that
again,
probably.
I don't think you can go back into it without loading an old save.
That's pretty
lame. And it's not even, like, the main game. It's, like,
it's just like a linear
shooter.
Yeah.
So the usual joy of the game isn't even there. It's since the engine is not really meant to be a shooter. So, yeah, kind of lame. So the new ones that come out, I will wait to read the reviews before I download them, instead of, like, waking up, oh boy, it comes out today, and downloading it, which is pretty much what I did.
I see the next two got delayed now.
Yeah, I wonder if they're making them longer.
I don't know. I don't think I'd bank on that, but they probably just ran into issues getting them done in time, would be my guess.
That was kind of an aggressive schedule. Well, doesn't this Grand Theft Auto 4 DLC come out soon?
Yeah, I think so. And there's going to be, like, 6 days of free live, I guess, for people that download that. Well, they'll be able to play Grand Theft Auto 4 online for free.
If they buy the new
one? If they buy that pack or whatever.
How much is it?
I don't have any idea. I haven't really paid much attention to it other than seeing some headline about the free 6 days of live or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd spring for that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, two of the big games from last year I played briefly and have not gone back to. Because, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, I played maybe a couple hours that first day, never went back, and then Fallout 3, never went back. Maybe someday.
Well, Fallout 3 pisses all over Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Maybe if it's like $20, but something tells me it's going to be $30.
$30?
I'm just guessing.
For the expansion?
It's conceivable. Shivering Isles was $30 when it came out.
Jesus Christ.
It'll be at least $20.
What the hell's all in it?
The Grand Theft Auto one?
Yeah.
That's like you're a new character. It's like you're a bike gang or something.
Oh.
I really haven't been following it that closely because... I guess we'll see.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, the more I think about it, you know, like, ever since Vice City has just kind of gone downhill.
Yeah, they've become technically more proficient, but the stories have become less interesting.
Yeah, the stories become more realistic, but it's not as fun.
Yeah.
As, you know, the bullshit you would do in Vice City, which was just fun. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Well, how about gaming news? Well, I guess, you know, we've talked about some of the news just now.
Let's see, is there other news?
Oh, Dead Rising 2.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it took them long enough to announce that. That had pretty much been, like, rumored since about a month after the first game came out, I think.
Now, there was a game that was definite next-gen game.
Yeah, that one was pretty cool. Then, that was a fun zombie game.
Oh, yeah. Did you try the Resident Evil demo?
No, I haven't tried it yet. I watched Dave play it a little bit. It looks really nice, but I don't know how gung-ho I'd be about actually playing the game or whatever.
It kind of seemed to me like a slow version of Left 4 Dead. Because, you need teamwork and whatnot. People can be incapacitated by the zombies. And I don't know. I'm sure, just like Resident Evil 4, which is a game I never played,
it'll
be
either.
Like, oh, it's the best game ever and all this.
Yeah, graphically it was very impressive looking, I would have to say, from the demo I saw. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge zombie game fan anyway, so it's like Dead Rising's probably one of the few, if not the only, that I actually got into.
Dead Rising was a hell of a game.
Because the other thing that annoyed me with Left 4 Dead is you'll go into a room and, you know, you'll have just cleared things out. You'll be turned one way for like 3 seconds and all of a sudden you're getting hit from behind. You turn around and there's like 20 goddamn zombies there. As like, what the hell is this?
Well, like, sometimes they make some sort of excuse, like they'll come out of the ceiling or something.
Oh, horseshit. I mean, there were a couple of times where something like that, you know, could have been the case, but a lot of times it was just like they just decided, oh, we're going to spawn like 20 zombies right behind you. Have fun. And I don't know. Yeah. That's laziness as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, this star is from the 2001 Culver Convention.
Nice.
Still works.
And it's still alive. Like GLaDOS.
Let's see, what else?
I don't know if there's been any other big-ish news. Other than that, you can still buy gaming systems ridiculously cheap at Circuit City. They're like 20% off now, so you can get like the 60 gig 360 for like $240, and you can get a PS3 for $320.
Good bargains.
Yeah.
You get like a DS for like $105 or something.
Yeah, if they even have any left.
They had quite a few last time I was there. I couldn't understand why people weren't buying them. Maybe they're waiting for the
new one.
DS with a camera. Ooh, big deal. Yep. Remember the summer that came out? That's when we were doing the Ghost documentary.
Mm.
Those were good times.
Or were they?
Okay, well, yeah, let's look at our topics here. Well, I guess a couple people mentioned Windows 7, so... Well, I downloaded the beta of it. It took forever for some reason.
Probably because you were downloading it over wireless and you had your laptop down in the basement, as I recall. And then you were like, oh, yeah, that probably wasn't the best way to do it.
Well, yeah, I see your point.
Whenever you're downloading...
It took like four or five days.
I bet it would have taken hours if you would have had it hardwired.
Anyway, eventually I got it. And it was easy enough to install, and I put it on a partition of my hard drive, and I played around with it for a little bit. But that was about it. Well, I know we've talked about this, and you talk about it from how it is on a technical level, but at least the way it looks, it pretty much just seems like Vista, and the taskbar is different.
Yeah.
It was different enough that I didn't want to bother to relearn it, so I was like, screw it. I know that doesn't sound very scientific.
Well, if what you got works, you know.
There's like an indicator in the corner where the Wi-Fi signal is, and you can click on that and then immediately just select a network from a pop-up list, which is pretty handy.
So pretty close to just like Vista. I guess one less click.
It's faster.
Less click, basically.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, it doesn't really matter because it automatically just connects to the networks it remembers anyway. But yeah. That was a little faster. But other than that, you know, nothing really spectacularly special.
Yeah.
Had this thing where you can make all the windows transparent and pick one. I didn't quite understand how that works. When it groups things, for instance, if you have several folders open, just like, you know, Windows Explorer folders, they appear as one icon on the taskbar, and you mouse over that, and then you see like the three of them appear above it. Then you select the one you want, and
I guess that's cool.
Yeah, but again, it's so.
Well,
yeah.
I still think the only reason they're bringing out Windows 7 so quickly is because the corporate world didn't adopt Vista, and so now they're bringing out Windows 7, and you know, just calling it by a number and.
Let's talk about that. I mean,
so I think that's
why isn't the corporate world wanting Vista, and why is 7 better for that?
Well, I don't know if it's better, but I think that's what Microsoft is angling
just because,
for.
Wait, just because of the name or the weight as well?
The weight, I would say. Like, Vista's... I mean, I don't mind Vista, but it is kind of a fat OS. And I haven't actually used Windows 7 or anything, but from what I've read, it seems like it's supposed to be lighter and more efficient. Whether or not that's true, who knows. But it's like Vista just did not get adopted in the corporate world. And like I've said on this podcast about 50,000 times probably, is Microsoft cares more about corporate computing than they do about personal computing. And anybody that thinks otherwise is a little foolish, because... They know as corporate computing goes, personal computing will go, because if you use Windows at work, you'll use it at home, so that's fine. Or if you use it at home and your company uses something else, well, eventually you might change over to what your company's using, because you have to use that for like 8 hours a day, and you become familiar with it. So I think that kind of scared Microsoft a bit, that they were like, oh shit, these businesses aren't adopting Vista. We need to, you know, listen to them and give them what they want. And I think part of that is, you know, people never gave XP enough credit. And I think, you know, the reality of it is that XP is a damn good operating system. And businesses are like, hey, it works just fine. It does what we need. We're not changing.
Well, there'll be businesses that have computer programs that are 20 years old, won't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. We've got stuff that's pretty ancient where I work. And even as of a couple of years ago, there were companies that still were running NT4 servers in their environments, and they were actually... Microsoft took it off of support, but then they decided, because there were enough businesses that were still running NT4 and had no desire to go off of it, that they would offer where these companies could, you know, basically get like a support contract with Microsoft, and so they could still have support for their NT4 environments.
Isn't NT4 from 95 or somewhere around
like
there?
Like 4, I think. I think it was...
Even older?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's pretty goddamn old. But, you know, for those companies, they're like, hey, it does everything we need it to do. And, you know, maybe they got some ancient, you know, ERP system that they're running or whatever, you know, and so they just keep running it on that. And, you know, that's the thing. But I think that's, you know, with Windows 7, I think it's, you know, obviously it'll be made available in, you know, Best Buy and all these places to, you know, buy for personal use, but I think the reason they're bringing it out so quickly is to try to get the corporate world to jump on board.
Is it really that quickly, though? I mean, it's been, well, it'd be about 3 years between...
Yeah.
Well, that's not that ridiculous. I mean, you had 98 and 95 and 98, 2001, XP.
Yeah.
So in the grand scheme of things, it's not that...
I mean, it's stupid. Not super fast, but still, I think it's probably a little quicker than it needed to be.
I don't know. I think Vista is really underappreciated. It's hip. People that have never used it, it's hip for them to bash it, you know, like Linux kids and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I use it on my laptop, and it works perfectly fine. I tried to use it in the work world like a year and a half ago, and it had issues, I have to admit. I mean, it was less than ideal, I would say, and so I think that's, you know...
Well, did you know that Wii Sports is the top-selling game because it's included with the Wii?
Yeah.
Well. But wouldn't the top-selling game really be Solitaire?
Pretty much. Comes with every Windows OS. Minesweeper would be a close second, probably.
Minesweeper!
Yeah, so, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
When Windows 7 comes out this fall, would you put it on your laptop?
I wouldn't go out and buy it. If I could somehow, you know, get a free copy like I did with Vista, then I would, but I'm not going to go out and buy it. It's just like I'd be running XP right now if I wouldn't have, you know, had that free copy of Vista, so... Because XP does everything I need it to.
Didn't your laptop come with Vista?
Yeah, it did, but it had, like... Well, I would have just left, yeah, the home premium version on it or whatever.
Well, okay, what do you think about people still using XP and swearing by it?
I think that's fine. I mean, shit, I would be if, you know, I didn't have this new laptop. XP was pretty damn good. I just think it's funny because a lot of those people are the same people who were, you know, shitting all over it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, like they're shitting all over Vista now.
Yeah, I guess I can't rip on XP diehards too much since I love stick shift transmissions.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with XP. It's like, shit, it's what I use at work for 8.5 hours a day or whatever, and does everything I need it to do. So, what are you going to do?
Okay, well, here's a question. Do you think it's more so, like, the bad vibe name, Vista, that's stopping businesses, or it's a fat OS, or more of a kind of an equal combination?
I think it's more... I don't think it's the name so much.
So it is like a technical thing?
Yeah, I think it's more the technical side, because you... You know, like, the fatness of it is a problem, because a lot of companies, you know, they still have a shitload of computers out there that only have, like, you know, 512 megs of RAM in them, or, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, you know, and if they go to Vista, it's like, well, shit, we have to either upgrade the RAM and all these, or just replace all these right away. And it's, you know, a significant cost, where if those computers are, you know, merrily running along with XP, and it's doing everything they need it to do, you know, why switch?
Yeah, XP will run, like, what, 64 megs or something?
Well, it will, but it won't really do anything else. But you can get by with, yeah, like 128 and, you know, still be able to do some stuff. I wouldn't recommend it in the, you know, work world or anything, but...
Okay.
But I think that's, you know, a big part of it is the, you know, not every, you know, most companies, they've got a lot of older hardware, you know, floating around running, and to make a shift like that, that, you know, it's... Not only the cost of the licensing for the software, but then the hardware cost that goes along with it. Plus, you have all these applications now that you might have to do some tweaking on or reworking or whatever to make them compatible. And at the end of the day, is it really worth it? You know, it's like, what are we getting out of going to Vista? Has to be the question at the end of the day. And really, if, you know, for the most part, you're not really getting anything.
So boiling it down, it's all about the corporate world.
Yeah, that's what I've thought forever. So,
well, like, aside from people that go on forums and bitch, the average person who buys a computer and has Vista, do you think they really give a shit?
No, no, I don't think so. You know, somebody goes and buys a new computer at, you know, Best Buy or wherever, and it comes with Vista.
I know on Justin it. Long, the gay porn star from
from like, Zach and Miri, yes,
likes to blatantly lie about
oh,
Vista.
Oh God,
but,
yeah.
Like that stupid ad where you had that pile of money.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is how much money we're spending to advertise Vista, and here's how much we're spending to fix it. And it's stupid. Apple spends more on advertising than it does in research and development.
Well, the thing is, it's like that whole thing that he's saying is based on a pretty ridiculous assumption. It was basically assuming Vista's broken.
Yeah.
Like their whole thing was saying, oh, Vista's broken. It's like, I don't know, I use Vista, it ain't broken.
Oh, did I have that? Did I ever show you that picture I took of a Mac error screen? I can't remember where, it was either Jesse or Ben's.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, I must document this! It's like a baby squirrel. Okay, well, why don't we move on? This Eagle 5953 had a couple of good suggestions here, and I know this is something we've talked about. Guitar Hero and Rock Band, where can they go now?
My number one thing I say they should do is add duets to them. It'd be simple, and it would add to the whole party atmosphere. You know, whether it's actual duets for songs, or just where people could do backing vocals on songs and things like that. Like, basically make it so you can use two mics.
As a diehard karaoke aficionado, probably at least a third of the singers, they do duets. It's pretty common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's a logical thing. You know, people are always talking about, oh, add a keyboard.
Oh, give
and it's
me a
like,
break.
It's horseshit, because it's like, first of all, you only have so many input buttons to use. Second of all, it's like, unless you're going to be doing a bunch of 80s, like, synth music or dropping, like, Elton John and shit on these games, which there'd be nothing wrong with that.
Elton John Hero.
But
comes with free sparkling 3D glasses.
But it's like, you know, most songs don't have, like, a keyboard or piano element to them. So you're either going to limit yourself in a big way, or you're going to make it so this new peripheral you just came out with only gets used, like, a fifth of the time.
Well, doesn't that Lips game have duets in it? At least in the commercial.
Yeah. So, I don't know, to me that just seems like the most obvious next step. I mean, maybe it's not really sexy, but it adds to the whole party element.
If I had to guess, I would say that probably won't happen, though. Oh, well, I'm sure there'll be a new Guitar Hero this year, but we all know there's not going to be a new Rock Band.
Yeah.
Actually, if I had to say something, I would say that where they're going to go now, I would say into the ground.
Well, yeah, but I mean, where they should go and where they're going to go, yeah, are two different things.
Remember at Circuit City the other day?
How
much Guitar Hero crap they had?
I just went there tonight. Holy shit, you know where the TVs were on the left?
Yeah.
There's like a whole stretch, of, like a whole run of one of those things that the TVs sit on, just packed full of the 360 bundle of Guitar Hero World Tour.
Still?
Yeah, I mean, they must have had, you know, like 50 of them there. There were just a shitload of them.
You could seriously build like a house out of all the boxes they had of, yeah, Guitar Hero 3, Guitar Hero World Tour, or like the PS2 version, which apparently nobody bought. Because there's tons of them laying around. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a point where people just say no, like the Atkins diet,
yeah,
or all this stuff, or just, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Eventually, it gets run into the ground.
Yeah, well, it's when it does, it'll be, you know, the Guitar Hero people's fault, because they're the ones that keep shoveling out a new game every like 3 months. So, I mean, I was happy to see, like, Rock, you know, like, Harmonix say there's not going to be a new Rock Band. They're working on that Beatles game, which, that's fine, I guess. But at least they're not going to bring out, like, Rock Band 3 just for the sake of bringing out a new game, where you know damn good and well there's going to be a Guitar Hero World Tour 2 or whatever the hell.
Oh, yeah.
And then they've got their Metallica game coming out this year, and probably some other horse shit somewhere along the way.
Maybe they'll release an Aerosmith game where they actually have songs you want. Oh, I was going to we were talking about this last week on the Sonic Boom. You're a big Metallica fan. What did you think of the set list for the game? I'm sure you read it.
I haven't even seen the set list yet, actually. I didn't know that it had been released.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw like 10 songs released like a few weeks ago.
Okay, what did you think of those?
I don't remember what they were.
Do you remember how you felt?
I think I felt indifferent, if I recall. Because, like, for me, like, my favorite Metallica stuff is, like, their old stuff. And it's... Oh, that's right, yeah, because I think they had, like, Enter Sandman, and I think, like, Unforgiven or whatever. And, yeah, I don't know. They didn't have, like, I'd want to see, like, Dire's Eve, Orion, like, Disposable Heroes, like, all the stuff from back in the 80s. Which I'm sure they'll, you know, pay lip service to that, but it's mainly going to be, like, Black Album, Load, Reload, like, the 90s stuff, I'm sure is what's going to be, you know, most heavily represented on there.
Well, someone might have thought the Aerosmith stuff would have been from the 90s, but it wasn't.
True.
Okay, let's see.
Well, I'm going to look this up while you're thinking.
All right, well, here's one that says, predictions for the upcoming generation of handheld consoles, and I guess I'll answer this one.
How can something be
that.
A handheld console?
That's a good point. PSP2. Sony will probably make it. Nintendo's going to have a DSi. I don't see the point of it, but I'm sure people will buy it for no apparent reason. They must be waiting for it because, like I mentioned earlier, there's a ton of DSs for a great price at Circuit City and no one was buying them. Yeah, so... I don't know if I can make any predictions. See, well, actually, the Sony one would probably be like solid state, downloadable only, or memory stick, which is what they should have done the first time.
Do you think there'll be a Microsoft portable?
Gosh. Do you? I'm going to go with no.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, look at here. This person mentions a TV analog to digital conversion pushed back yet again.
Lame. The cool thing about that, though, is the Madison, Wisconsin stations were all like, screw it, we're going ahead with February 17th.
Yeah, I read tonight, apparently about a third of stations are doing it. I would think it'd be more than that, but I guess not. Yeah, that's pretty goddamn stupid, if you ask me. The people who aren't ready are only going to be ready when their TV goes black. Then they'll go get an adapter.
Oh my god.
What?
They do have Disposable Heroes and Dire's Eve.
Well, you're obviously going to have to buy it.
Holy shit. They actually put some cool stuff on here. Nice. They even have a Machine Head song. What else? Stone Cold Crazy by Queen. Wow, they even put the shortest straw on here. The thing that should not be. Not bad. Yes, Whiplash. And Wherever I May Roam. That's actually probably one of the coolest songs off the Black Album. Alice in Chains. That's actually not a bad set list. It doesn't have as much like new shit as I thought. Actually, it only has, what, like 25 Metallica songs probably or something here. Okay, well, that's not too bad. Looks comp. Oh my god, they've got Orion on there!
Uh-oh.
That's like my favorite song ever. Well, I obviously will have to...
Activision just made some money.
Yep, I obviously will have to buy this. Wow, I can't believe they actually had... Wow, yeah. Okay, they did better than they did on the Aerosmith game.
Oh, you went all over?
It's fine.
Well, I guess Jones approves.
There you go, you have my opinion now.
Well, yeah, what do you think of the analog to digital conversion being pushed back for about the third time, I might add?
I think it's bullshit. Because it's like...
But don't all Americans have a right to watch television?
No. If you're too goddamn lazy to get off your dead ass and go out to some bullshit electronics store and drop $45... on a stupid little converter box to watch your bullshit television and your Dancing with the Stars and American Idol crap. then, well, you just probably shouldn't be watching television. But I mean, $45, it's like, that's nothing. It's not like you're being expected to run out and buy, like, a, you know, $400 TV or something.
Or even pay for cable, which is far more than that every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is fucking bullshit, and people still aren't going to be ready.
Well, that's the thing. The people that aren't ready now aren't going to be ready 4 months from now.
There's plenty of coupons. people just haven't used them, or they've expired, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, of course, there's more coupon money. I don't know how much of it in the stimulus package.
Yeah, and why does the federal government have to pay for this at all?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, it's like, come on.
I mean, I wish I had a data plan for my cell phone. Should the federal government pay for that?
No.
But according to this, they should.
Well, give it 5-10 years. Maybe they'll pay for that, too.
Oh, well, probably.
But yeah, it's just so dumb. I mean, it's like, yeah, if they were asking you to drop $400 or $500, then yeah, you know, maybe do some things. But I mean, it's like a $40 little piece of crap you go and buy at the store.
And then, you know, if you have something, you have to maintain it. I mean, think about it. Like, if you could have, I know, like, my brother has this TV that my parents had, and it's probably about 16 or 17 years old.
Yeah.
It still works.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, could you have a car for 16 or 17 years without having to spend $60 on it?
Yeah.
No way! So what is the big fucking problem with having to spend a little bit of money to keep your television running?
Well, the thing, too, is it's...
So should we get our car tires and automobile repairs subsidized by the government? Don't say anything.
Well, the thing, too, is there... It's not like this is something where, you know, 6 months ago they announced that it was happening, you know? So, like, somebody who 9 months ago went and bought, you know, like, a new, you know, analog television would be like, well, what the fuck is this? You know, it's like, we've known this has been coming for, like, 5-6 years. I mean, it's not new news.
And
here.
Televisions have been required to have built-in digital tuners for probably about
while.
5 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have a lot of, you know, old televisions out there, but still.
Yeah, it's like... Screw it. Everybody that can't, you know, everybody that has some old piece of crap TV that won't work, go out and buy a Vizio TV, because at least it's a goddamn American company.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't make fun of them anymore, then.
No. Yeah, they're actually like a American television manufacturer, from what I've read, anyway.
Really?
I haven't done a lot of research, but...
So, next time I see a TV like that and I scowl at it, I shouldn't?
Yes, you should pass.
You have opened my eyes.
So, yeah. But yeah, it's bullshit. It was... I'm not a fan of Republicans by any means, but then again, I'm not a huge fan of these raving Democrats either. And one of the Republicans made a good point. I liked what he said with this whole pushing back the conversion date. He was like, basically, the Democrats are coming up with a solution for a problem that doesn't exist. You know, they're getting up there and doing all this posturing like, oh, we have to push back this date because people aren't ready and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what?
So it's like activism for the sake of activism.
Yeah. It's like, are there people out there, you know, up in arms screaming to their congressman saying, God damn it, I'm not going to be able to, you know, watch TV next week. You know, I'm not going to get to watch House. What the hell's going on here? You know, is that really happening?
Well, and the percentage of households is pretty low, isn't it?
It was like 6% or something. It was like some trivial amount.
It's just like, yes, I am going to say this. It's just like the economic stimulus package, which, shockingly enough, is going to pass.
At least it keeps getting whittled down,
yeah,
from what I've seen.
Sub $800 billion now.
Yeah, I was like, well, at least it's been going down instead of up.
But something like that, to benefit the 7% of adults who are unemployed, the other 93 of us are going to have money that's worth less.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're in the minority of your television doesn't work, you don't have a job, well, you know what, the rest of us shouldn't have to suffer for it. Wow, that's about the most Republican thing I've ever said on this podcast. But it's true, I mean...
Well, it is true.
I mean, it's like, oh, these people don't have jobs. Let's print some money so we can give them jobs. But that hurts people who do have jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, inflation was bad enough. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's like the Iraq War. I mean, I don't agree with it, but since we're there, it might as well work. I hope them the best.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That doesn't mean I think it's going to work just
exactly.
Because I want it to. I mean, I think it would be cool if the stimulus worked. I don't agree with it in principle, but
yeah.
They're doing it anyway, so it might as well work.
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer that it works.
I don't think it will.
But yeah, it's...
Because, like, look at the stimulus, which was a paltry amount. Maybe that was a problem last spring.
Yeah.
That didn't do jack shit.
Well, the thing with this stuff is...
The banking thing, I mean, it's only gotten worse, and they've already spent half of that.
Yeah, I still... Like, the thing with this stuff is, it's like, okay, let's say it does work. You know, mm-hmm. let's say everything, you know, everybody's dancing around in fields, you know, frolicking or whatever in a year or two, and everything's wonderful. It's like, people have fucking short-term memories. You know, we already see it now with the gas prices going down and people going out and buying SUVs again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it'll be the same thing with this. People in a couple of years, they'll forget all about, you know, this shit. Because it's like, oh, somebody came along and made life easy for them and just bailed them out. You know, they didn't have to go through hard times. There was, you know, no real bloodletting that occurred or anything. And, you know, it'll just happen again. Because people are fucking stupid by nature.
Well, yeah, once they start unloading all these troubled mortgages for whatever they can get,
yeah.
they're not going to get their money back. I mean, that's the thing, you know, they say troubled mortgages, bad assets, blah, 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 blah. But the thing to realize is behind every troubled mortgage is a house or a mm-hmm. condo or something.
Yeah.
So there will be a point where those will start be reloaded back onto the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the government's not going to make money on it. The best they can do is not... The best they can do is get some back.
Yeah, which ain't gonna happen. So
well, they'll get some back, but they
I mean, they'll
get
some
back,
but they're not gonna profit by it.
No,
I'm
no,
saying.
No. But then people will be borrowing money again. See, the thing that's so hilarious to me is the problem is people borrow too much money, and the government's mm-hmm. solution is to borrow money.
Yeah,
that makes no sense. And Obama blames the Bush years for this. But he's trying to get us out of it by doing the same thing Bush did to get us in, which is too much government spending and trying to make easy money. And why are they trying to make all this easy money when easy money was the problem?
Because easy money gets you votes.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, God. Okay, I think we've talked enough about money and politics.
Well, that wasn't even a suggested topic, I don't think.
It came out of the analog to digital television.
Oh, yes. Well, yes.
I guess the moral of the story is, you know, think about things and...
Yes.
You know?
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, because you know what happened to the people that did that in Jonestown.
Hey, remember the Dixie Chicks were all against George Bush?
Yeah.
Long before anyone else, and
yeah,
people
they
thought
were.
They were crazy.
Yeah, they were probably like the first anti-Bush people in the world.
The point is, but you know what? People should question things early and often, and I think they should. I mean... You know, if the government's just printing tons of money, yes, it's not real money, they're printing money and borrowing it. People should question it. Let's see. Okay, there's quite a few questions about upcoming movies of 2009 and what we think, so want to talk about that for a bit?
Sure.
Okay, well, I had a poll on my site, and I would agree with it. I am actually more excited about the new Terminator movie than the actual James Cameron movie that's coming out.
Yeah, well, I would totally agree, because I could give less than a shit about Avatar.
I mean, I'll go see it, of course, but...
I think Cameron's one of those guys where his head's gone up his ass now.
Oh, no!
Which is unfortunate, but I think...
See, I was pumped for Titanic. I'm like, this is going to be awesome!
And it was a hell of a movie.
Yes, it was. Okay, after ripping on a popular administration for 10 minutes, we are now admitting to liking Titanic.
Yes! It's a goddamn good movie.
Oh, I totally agree! It's been 84 years!
I'm gonna go down and find me the Titanic.
That wasn't a line!
Well, it should have been.
I was saving this for the day we found the diamonds! I don't know if that was a line either.
I'm gonna find the heart of the ocean, man.
That makes you my new best friend. That was a line.
And then I'm going to hit on your daughter, old lady.
I think that was one of James Cameron's wives.
Her granddaughter, whatever she was. I guess she was the granddaughter, wasn't she?
Yeah.
How many wives has he had? Like 10?
I think at least 5.
Wow.
Because there was the granddaughter in Titanic, Linda Hamilton, Gail Ann Hurd.
The woman who directed...
Catherine Bigelow,
yes.
So that's 4 at least. So yeah, there's probably 5 in there. But I still like James Cameron. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does with that thing.
Maybe it'll be really good.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not something like, oh, it's the Titanic sinks where it's pretty easy. It's aliens or something.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. And it's got Michael Biehn and Sigourney Weaver in it. Wait.
Nice.
It is going to be awesome. Sigourney Weaver should be in every movie.
But it doesn't have a foul-mouthed Englishman in it like the new Terminator does.
Did you watch that the remix of that rant?
No,
they had like a video of it, and they like did and like made it into like a remix rap song.
Nice. Yeah, I suppose it had about as many F bombs as a typical rap song does. So
that was just funny to hear, like the people in the background, like even the director, just very meek.
Yeah, they were all just like, "Oh shit." Like, nobody could stand up to him.
Maybe he was having a bad day.
Well, they did say that was from July of last year, which was around the same time he had that whole incident over in England where he got thrown in jail. So I have a feeling he had some personal problems going on during that time.
Yeah.
Which is probably, I mean, not to justify what he did or anything, but, you know, just the timing of it, it seems like, you know, there were some other things going on that we don't know about and we don't need to know about because, you know, he's a human being too, so.
Yep.
But, yeah, you know.
I'm
sure that shit happens a lot more than we know about. It's just mics don't happen to be on or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and apparently the reason it was saved is because they're going to send it to the insurance company in case he bailed
on
production. What was I going to say? Well, I've noticed that years that end with a 9 or 4 always have a lot of good movies.
Yeah, like 99 kicked ass.
94, 89, 84, 79 had quite a few good movies.
Yeah.
So there'll probably be a lot of good movies this year. I can't think of what they're all going to be at the top of my head.
Well, you got the Terminator movie, you got, which I don't know if these are going to be good or not, but they're big movies coming out. Then there's like Transformers 2, there's Watchmen.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell else? G.I. Joe.
That's going to
which is going to be terrible because Steven Sommers is directing it.
It's like, wow, green goo. Did you see the ad for it in the Super Bowl?
No.
Like, just this green goo, like, eating the Eiffel Tower and knocking it over. So why do bad guys and aliens always attack national landmarks that have no military value?
To strike fear into the heart of man.
It's like, don't attack the Pentagon. Destroy the Statue of Liberty. That'll show them.
Too bad Bin Laden wouldn't have taken that approach.
Yeah. It's like, oh no, we destroyed the Statue of Liberty and the St. Louis Arch.
Damn it. Oh no, he took out the Hollywood sign. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Big Ben's always getting it,
oh,
too.
Yeah, that always gets taken
out. Of course, that's
out.
Attached to Parliament, right?
Yeah, so that would actually be, you know, have some tactical value,
see,
I guess.
There's, like, remember when they were counting nudity in Knocked Up? Or, like, was that Knocked
what
Up?
Was it?
Didn't they have, like, a website where they were, not counting, like, they would figure out when the nudity was in movies or the sex scenes?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they had, that was their whole scheme, yeah, all those guys.
Someone equally as bored should figure out what's the most destroyed landmark in movies.
Yeah, Big Ben's got to be right up there. Yeah.
Why is it always exploding? I mean, how much gasoline can be in a 200-year-old Glock, or however old it is?
Maybe it's got some ridiculous, you know, gas-powered generator behind it.
So, see, Big Ben, Eiffel Tower is another big one.
I don't know what else.
Lighthouse was, of course, blown up in Independence Day, but that's...
That's probably about it, though.
Yeah. Gosh, what else? Would the Empire State Building count? Well, I guess it's just monkeys climbing up it. Hollywood sign gets destroyed a lot.
Yeah.
Gosh. Has the Sears Tower ever been destroyed in a movie?
I don't think so.
It's
shown up in a few, but I don't think
people were sure discussing the lack of a podcast a lot on the website. Perhaps they can come to a consensus of what is the most destroyed landmark in movies.
Yes.
Big Ben's got to be right up there, though.
Yeah, I would think so. Waste your time so we don't have to.
Okay.
I guess there's, like, that Public Enemies movie that's going to come out, finally. That's the one with, like, Depp and...
Oh, that was done in Wisconsin. That was
done in Wisconsin, partially, or whatever, by Michael Mann.
Yeah. Do you think anyone will care, though?
No.
I mean, it's been... I saw a website, they're like, oh, this is going to be... They're trying to pick the big movies of the year, and they had that, like, as number three, and I'm like, whatever.
What? How?
It was dumb. Most of their list was stupid.
Isn't Bale in that, too?
I
think he's in that.
Well, he's like the new Jude Law, isn't he? He's in every movie.
Yeah, except his movies actually make money.
That was funny on How I Met Your Mother, where, I don't know if it was Robin or something, talked about, she made some reference on how Jude Law was in every movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I wasn't the only one who noticed that.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, just so everyone now knows, How I Met Your Mother is the new show that apparently everyone that we know is watching.
That's right. It's a hell of a show.
So if you see any of us on Facebook, you can send a slap or however that works.
That's right. And if you haven't watched it yet, you should check it out because it's probably the funniest show on television.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld except for they're younger and have jobs.
And they're funny.
Yeah, they don't yell at each other.
Because you can actually like relate to them. And the situations they're in.
Yeah, here's an impression of a Seinfeld episode. It's like the short fat guy comes in and he's like, I found a piece of gum outside and it's squished and it looks like the face of a woman I once knew. Well, what was her name? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Well, you should find out.
Yep, there it is.
There were some funny episodes, but I never really got into it. But yeah. How I Met Your Mother is good.
Yes. Consistently hilarious.
Let's see.
The Naked Man. That episode was hilarious.
He is the Naked Man.
Our sweet little Robin has taken on a new lover, a young blade by the name of Mitch.
Hippie Robin sucks. It was so great when she got on her gun to stop the drum circle.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I like the one where Marshall takes her to the Canadian bar.
Yeah, too. The Little Minnesota episode. Yeah, that one was fun.
Yeah, whenever Marshall and Lily aren't together, they're a lot more funny, I think. A lot more interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So like when they had like the wedding dress one or
yeah.
The one where Marshall and Robin did stuff, but yeah, it's a good show. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It was going to be on Monday night, but some of them had their loan application on prime time, so yeah. Okay, let's see. Wow, for some reason, people really wanted to hear about our movies or movies we wanted to see. Well, what else comes out this year?
The Harry Potter movie comes out, which I will go and see. I'm not like jazzed up for it or anything, but I'll see it.
I'll probably end up seeing it too because I've seen every one of those movies for. I don't know why, I just have. shit. What else comes out? I'm sure there's stuff, it's just not coming to my mind right
now. Yeah.
What about that Sherlock Holmes movie?
There's like two of them.
I don't think the other one is as coming. I mean, the one with the Robert Downey Jr. is actually coming out this fall.
Is Guy Ritchie directing that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he has to beat up people, and he's like an action guy, too, or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I suppose they had to update it or something, you know.
He's like, oh yeah, I can solve mysteries. Well, at least Indiana Jones 4 isn't coming out this year.
Yes, thank goodness.
Oh, did you hear they might squirt out that Lincoln movie this year?
Really?
Yeah.
Liam still attached?
As far as I know.
Yes!
They might actually try to have it by Christmas, and Spielberg could do it. He could start it in, like, September and have it done by Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Munich's any indication, he could crank that thing out.
Munich had a lot of locations, too, and they did that, like, in, what, 5 months? I mean, it was like possum speed.
Yeah, because I read about that. It was, like, I think it was the day after War of the Worlds premiered is when they started shooting Munich.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
And War of the Worlds came out in... God, like June or something?
Well, I mean, it's not like he does everything himself. I mean, I'm sure he has, like, scads of people, like, preparing the movie.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, still, you know, to make a movie like that in that short a time, it's...
Well, he made... Remember Catch Me If You Can at tons of locations. That was, God, like 2 months. It was really fast. And that was a great movie, too.
That was just for principal photography that took 2 months, so...
Well, still.
But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty quick.
I mean, I had to admit, I'd probably end up going to see Transformers 2, even though
of course you will. It's going to kick ass.
The appropriate response is, of course I will, it involves robots.
That's going to be the big movie of the summer.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be better than the first movie, because there won't be any setup, they'll just go.
I bet it probably makes like at least $350 million.
Probably more than G.I. Joe will do.
Yes. If there is a god.
Nah, G.I. Joe is going to suck.
Steven Sommers blew his wad with the first Mummy movie. And that was the end.
I would actually watch Mummy 3, you know, if a disc of it, like, landed outside
my
door.
Oh, yeah, I'd watch it. But see, he didn't direct that,
well,
so.
I know, but, you know.
See, they should have had Chuck Russell make G.I. Joe.
Yes! Chuck Russell should just make every movie. He's kind of like a Richard Donner who doesn't suck. I know that sounds bad to say, but Richard Donner, for every good movie he's made, he's also made a turd.
That's true. Where Chuck Russell made Eraser and Scorpion King.
Well, apparently they were talking about a Doc Savage movie again. Apparently Sam Raimi was involved, and Chuck Russell was going to do it back in the day.
With Arnold.
Oh, I would go see that. Yeah, Chuck plus Arnold.
Equals gold.
Yes, just like Eraser.
Yes. One of Arnold's most underrated and underappreciated films.
You've just been erased.
Your luggage.
That movie is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit, I thought she just wanted me helping to move a sofa or something.
Yes.
That is a good movie. Well, let's see. I think we're just about out of time. Is there any other things we had here? New movies. Oh, okay. Oh. What is your favorite sandwich? And that's kind of a question, but I guess we could cover that briefly.
Favorite sandwich? Something that Jennifer Connelly doesn't eat. Let's see. I don't know, I kind of like the plain Jane, like, ham and cheese sandwich. I guess. You? Does it involve Spam?
No, I think if you have, like, a turkey sandwich that's hot with bacon and Monterey Jack cheese, and then dip it in ketchup. That's pretty good.
I take mine back. The beef and cheddar at Arby's. That thing is fucking tits. Can't go wrong with one of those.
I'll have to try that sometime.
Then you get the curly fries along with it. Make sure you get it with a regular bun, though. By default, it comes with an onion bun.
Ugh. Man, speaking of that, the weirdest thing happened the other day. My mom was in town, and she wanted to meet for lunch, so we went to Olive Garden. Hmm. And she ordered a salad, and then she said, no onions.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I should tell my sister that, because she's like the onion monger.
Oh, really?
She would put onions in anything. Hmm. But now, here she is not wanting onions. I'm like, what's going on?
Maybe she got burned out on them after putting them on everything.
I should actually call my sister and tell her that. It's very important.
Yes, you could Facebook her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Facebook, the new verb.
Why talk to your family when you can just text them via your computer? Become even more detached from reality.
I have to admit, Facebook is one of the things that I had an irrational hatred of that I've most come around on.
It is reasonably entertaining.
You can go on there and do, like, the Lost Quiz or send slaps or...
Or become a fan of Dr. Kelso from Scrubs.
I think if Facebook were to, like, go down for a year, American productivity would probably rise about 900%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny at work, like, probably about a month ago now, they actually sent out an email about social networking sites.
Yeah.
And how people should go to them sparingly while they're at work.
So they're not blocked.
Nope, they're not blocked. Not yet, but... You know, I'm sure if people continue to abuse it, they will get blocked. But, yeah, Facebook, I don't even know if they even mentioned MySpace. I think Facebook was the one that got, you know, mentioned specifically, which, you know, shows how far MySpace has fallen, I guess.
Oh, Facebook just works so much better.
Oh, yeah. MySpace just looks whorish and all cluttered, where Facebook at least has some sort of consistency to it, you know?
Yeah.
When you go to somebody's page. Well, it's like we've said before, you know, Facebook's, you know, basically like for adults, and MySpace is for, you know, teenagers, I think is probably the best way to equate it. Not that there's anything wrong with that, it's just, you know, there's something for each demographic, I guess.
Yep. Okay, well, that's pretty much all I have.
Very well.
All right, well, we'll see you next time. We might have a video podcast.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Later.
Adios.